This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Tim, you and I read a headline this morning.
Made you grumpy.
Oh, it made me really grumpy. Breaking news. Glee star Lea Michele says, never eaten fast food.
I call BS.
Come on, Jess calls BS. Lea Michele. Seriously? The article then goes on to make me more angry, and she is quoted as saying, I do not drink soda. I don't eat candy. Like my house is really healthy, so when I'm saying I'm eating a lot, it's just like good food that's like worth it.
Mm.
Shut up, Lea.
All right. So she was Rachel on Glee, for those of you who don't remember the show. She was the main character.
Yeah.
It's the show focuses around her. Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not about the dude. It's about her.
She was mainly the main character, yeah. Yes.
So she's come out and she said, yep, look, I don't eat this, I don't eat that, la-di-da-di-da, and I don't believe it. Jess doesn't believe it. Don't think anyone believes it.
She's never had fast food. Come on. Everyone's had a Macca's Happy Meal.
Oh, mate,
everyone.
If you haven't had nuggies at 3 a.m, what are you doing with yourself?
And it's just got us thinking, like, there is always something that you tell people that you can do that they never believe you.
I'm going to name these people.
Go on.
My cousins, Jack and Harry Bulch. We were walking, I reckon we were about 10. We were walking down the river at their place. They live in like really middle of nowhere, like middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking and I was ahead of them by like 10 metres and I stopped because there was a brown snake on the rock in front of me because we were just jumping on rocks.
Yeah.
And I started crying because I was 10 and I was like, this snake's going to mess me up. And then I get.
If you saw a snake now, you'd start crying.
Then they're like, why are you crying? I was like, well, there's a snake. And then they get there and it had slithered away. And to this day, they bring it up and say, oh, how's that snake going, Tim? There was a bloody snake in front of me. I don't just cry at rocks.
Yeah, Harry.
Yeah, and Jack.
And Jack.
Jack fell in a portal that day later on, so who wins
deserved
that?
Deserved it.
Deserved it.
13-12-16. When have you told someone something and they have not believed you?
Yeah.
Tim doesn't believe that I can tap dance.
You cannot tap dance.
I can so. I've been tapping for years.
We're going to put a video on before the end of the week of Jess tap dancing and it's going to be you stomping into the ground in a puddle.
Shut up.
Give us a call.
I can do the time step.
13-12-16. When have you done something and told people and they just don't seem to believe you? And Shane, what happened and people just don't believe you?
Not so much that I can do something that I did do. We met Eminem in Melbourne at Grand Casino.
No way. You met the man himself, Eminem.
We were basically crying, we're not worthy sort of thing, but...
Yeah.
We have Vegemite toast with them, and to this day, not one person has believed.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that.
Shane, I don't believe you either.
It literally happened in, he come down for breakfast after his show in 2000, and the last one that he had, Etihad Stadium. So we were drinking all night, and we just thought, oh, we'll just go and get food there. So we literally went there, and he come down and tried to come in disguised. I've been listening to him since I was like 10. He couldn't disguise him, that voice. Anyway, no one believes us.
Well, I don't. You're Lea Michelling us, and that's not okay. But look, if you say it happened,
maybe it happened.
I named my daughter after his daughter.
Hayley.
Yeah, Hayley.
Thanks so much for your call, Shane. We got a Subway footlong meal deal for you, bud.
Crazy.
I still don't know if I believe
know,
it.
I don't know. I do believe Shane is also nicknamed Dodgy. And Dodgy.
I really want to believe it because the idea of M&M sitting there just eating some Vegemite on toast.
Are you sure I just didn't have M&Ms on toast? We could be getting done here.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess. 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1. And always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.